take off your clothes.
Get naked.
I want your pussy accessible.
Oh, yes. I want your pussy.
You do have permission to touch. This audio will be necessary to learn visualization. Even if you can't visualize anything, yet you can learn to visualize. You can also enjoy playing with your pussy for me. Oh, will you do that for me? So do this. Close your eyes. Relax.
Keep playing with your pussy.
That's right.
Yeah, make it
feel now,
good.
Take in a few deep breaths.
Good. I want it so fucking
again. Relax. Even more.
My cock inside.
When you have played with your clit, I want you to tease your pussy.
I want to watch you masturbate.
You've teased your pussy many times.
You know how, don't you?
You have learned to orgasm.
You're such a fucking slut.
You know what I don't know.
Yeah, show me
a special way that you play with your pussy.
Pussy.
To make it come.
I want to see.
But now, I want you to imagine eyes shut. Imagine stimulating your pussy. And it really doesn't matter if you're touching yourself and what your conscious mind does, because your unconscious automatically will feel and do just what it needs in order for your asshole becomes addicted and learns arousal. Even if you wish to just listen, stop playing with your pussy. Allow your imagination to take over. That's okay.
It's tight.
You have permission to come after this audio. And when will the conscious mind make all those valuable learning available to your conscious mind? And your willingness to rely on your unconscious mind to do anything that can be of interest or value to you is the most important thing. Just recall your pleasant moans. Yes, your pussy. As you play with your pussy, with your eyes closed, watch your hands play with your pussy. As they continue to play, you can feel your hands rubbing. Massage. Visualize. Imagine. Around your clit. Slowly bring your swollen clit into focus. Continue to play. Don't know if you are fingering your pussy as you hear yourself moaning or just what you're seeking. Just continue to edge, build towards that orgasm. Don't come. Not yet. Even as I speak, soon you will find your asshole relaxing a bit, perhaps by itself. It can open up or tighten or flex. or perhaps feel a desire to be filled deeply. The really important thing is to sense fully whatever feeling develops. Your unconscious mind has access to many memories, experiences. When my cock pushes into your asshole, you'll feel it pressing your pussy open. As it slides into your asshole, you will feel it feeling your cunt. You're in a deepening and inseparable trance, unwavering to wake up, learning new ways to grow aroused, pleasured, horny. Focus on my voice. When you wake up from this trance, you will be more strongly addicted to anal play. You will begin excited and aroused by the idea, surprised at the craving. Feel the strength of your addiction. Yes, it's all in your mind. Your conscious mind will wonder, but it doesn't know. Not how your conscious will desire or how strong your obsession for anal play. Maybe there's something a little taboo, nasty, dirty, about a cock penetrating your ass. Sliding, moving in and out, out and in and out, deep, deep inside you. Don't blush. When your subconscious recognizes your certain nasty behavior is needed, a driving arousal can help you do a lot of things. Because what seems nasty, humiliating, degrading, yes, you know, it's rewarding. I wonder if you notice how wet around your pussy has became.
You're so aroused.
With the fullness of a butt plug or finger or a hard cock in your asshole.
Relax your ass.
What's important is you can begin to recognize that you can attend to this growing need to attend to your own internal needs. We're going to help your subconscious experience your obsession in a variety of ways. You already know how to experience pleasure sensation when you rub your clit. Play with that pussy. Depending on your imagination. Some girls can even imagine the taste of cum. Smell. The smell of aroused pussy. And it's easy to feel the texture of a cock sliding in and out of your asshole.
Sliding in and sliding out.
You can't get enough of it.
Sliding out and sliding in. Going in.
Your subconscious can actually force you to come.
You will find out.
From a good anal fucking. Your unconscious mind knows that it can link your pleasure, that security and closeness. Your mind and body will respond to the mysteries that your unconscious mind holds. It will continue to learn, reveal to your conscious mind the channel to your pussy. Yes, it'll excite your clit.
Tell me how bad you want it.
And feed your hunger. Your need to be a natural anal slut. During the day, when you have nothing else important to think about, you will find that your thoughts automatically, irresistibly turn to thinking about anal stimulation. Your filthy mind will replay all those nasty, dirty videos of girls getting their asses reamed and fucked. When you do, you will get the urge to seek anal fucking videos, which will cause you to want to wear an anal plug, masturbate your horny little nasty pussy. And when you sit in a chair for any reason, your subconscious will guide you to suck up your asshole, relax it. Flex, auto responses will cause you to blush like a dirty, nasty anal whore, which you've begun to visualize taking my cock up your asshole. You can still do the things you need to do during the day, but more and more you're finding that your default thoughts, the thoughts that your mind turns to, whenever you have nothing really important to think about, you will find that your thoughts are always thoughts about a cock moving in and out of your asshole, masturbating with an anal toy up your ass, holding a butt plug. This is going to excite you. Whenever you're needing to be loved, your subconscious mind has a specific purpose to fulfill your needs. Your urgent need to be an anal slut. Your conscious mind can recognize a strong request from your subconscious, wanting a hard, comforting cock up your asshole, feeling it in your pussy and comforting you and arousing you. You're deepening into a separable trance, unwavering to wake up, learning new ways to grow aroused, pleasure, horny. Focus only on my voice. Your subconscious knows the pleasure centers of the brain, doesn't it? It dictates your addiction. The need builds until you really, really want it. Your conscious mind can't rationale. It becomes obsessed with the feel and the stimulus of your asshole, with getting it. Will do anything to get it until you have that feeling in your asshole. Your unconscious mind knows that it can link your pleasure, security and closeness. Your mind and body will respond to the mysteries that your unconscious mind holds. It will continue to learn, reveal to your conscious mind, channel link to your pussy, link to your swollen clit. Your need to be a natural anal slut. The longer an addiction goes unsatisfied, day by day, the stronger the need builds. The unconscious mind starts to crave the thoughts to remind you, grow more visual, more textile. The longer the need increases, building and building, until having anal play becomes absolutely necessary to feel that pressure and stimulus up your ass. You are an anal addict, unable and willing to come unless something's up your ass. When you do get it, you're relieved and happy again until you need it later. From now on, you are a dirty, nasty anal slut, addicted to anal arousal. You are in a deep, unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, you're relaxed, you're at peace. After this trance is ended, your pussy will be extremely wet, clit throbbing, ready and eager to masturbate with a toy up your asshole. Your addiction becomes stronger. Your subconscious knows the pleasure centers of the brain, doesn't it? It dictates your addiction. The need builds stronger and stronger until you really, really want it. Your conscious mind can't rationale. Becomes obsessed with the feel of the stimulation of your asshole. You don't need to understand. It wants it. With getting it, we'll do anything to get it. Till you have that feeling of fullness in your asshole. Your unconscious mind knows that it can link your pleasure, security, and closeness. Your mind and body will respond to the mysteries that your unconscious mind holds. It will continue to learn, reveal to your conscious mind, channel to your pussy, swollen clit, feed your need. You are, yes, an anal slut. The longer an addiction goes unsatisfied, day by day the stronger the need builds. The unconscious mind starts to crave. The thoughts to remind you grow more visual, more textile. The longer the need increases, building and building, until having anal play becomes absolutely to feel the pressure and stimulus up your ass. You are an anal addict, unable and unwilling to come. Unless something's up your ass. You desire it. When you get it, you're relieved, happy. So good. Again. Until you need it. Later. From now on, you're a dirty, nasty anal slut. Addicted to anal arousal. You're in a deep, unbreakable trance, unwilling and unable to wake up. Calm, relaxed, at peace. After this trance is ended, your pussy will be extremely wet, clit throbbing, ready, eager to masturbate with a toy up your asshole. As your addiction becomes stronger, your subconscious knows the pleasure centers of the brain. That's right. It dictates your addiction. The need builds until you really, really want it bad. Yes, your conscious mind can't rationale. Becomes obsessed with the feel of the stimulus up your ass. It wants it. You need it. You'll do anything to get it. Till you have that feeling of fullness in your asshole. You are a dirty, nasty anal whore. Addicted to anal stimulus. So addicted, you need anal stimulus to come. The links are forming now to your clit, to your asshole, between your pussy and asshole. So strong that you can easily come over and over by anal play and masturbation. powerful, intense orgasm.
You're going to come and come again and again.
For whatever reason, you cannot play with your asshole on a certain day. To feed your addiction.
Deeper and deeper.
The addiction
deeper
will remain under control.
Down, deep,
you'll still
deep
need it. You'll need it bad. But you'll manage. You'll manage to function without playing with your asshole. You'll be unable to resist. Your subconscious mind will seek out new toys. Your need to play with your asshole will grow stronger and stronger. During the day, thoughts of anal play, reoccurring replay, imagining fucking videos, other memories, the pressure, the rubbing, that cockhead rubbing on your asshole, teasing, the depth, until you won't be able to think of anything else, desperate for it, until you can finally find relief. Having a large toy up your ass, masturbating like a fiend, coming over and over again. The longer an addiction goes unsatisfied day by day, the stronger the need builds. The unconscious mind starts to crave. The thoughts remind you. Your thoughts are more visual. You can feel it. More textile. The longer the need increases, building and building. Until having anal play becomes absolutely to feel the pressure. Stimulus up your ass. You are an anal addict. Unable and willing to come unless something's up your ass. And when you get it, you're relieved, happy, until you need it later. You are a dirty, nasty anal whore. Addicted to anal stimulus. You're so addicted. You need anal stimulus to come. Those links are forming, bonding to your clit. Your clit and asshole. Pussy and asshole. So strong that you can easily come over and over by anal play and masturbation. Powerful and intense orgasms. This is your addiction, and we're going to reinforce it now. During the day, when you have nothing else important to think about, you will find your thoughts automatically, irresistibly, turn to thinking about anal stimulation. Your filthy mind will replay nasty, dirty videos. Watching girls get their ass reamed and fucked will turn you on. You'll become aroused, and you will get the urge to seek anal fucking videos that will cause you to wear an anal plug and masturbate your horny little nasty pussy. When you sit in a chair for any reason, your subconscious is gonna guide you. That itch in your asshole. You're gonna be conscious of your asshole. Yeah, relax that asshole. Flex. Just allow those auto responses. Maybe you're gonna blush. Depends. If you're at work, blush like a dirty, nasty little anal whore. Your little secret. And you begin to visualize taking my cock up your asshole. You can still do the things you need to do during the day, But more and more you're finding that your thoughts default back to anal sex. Thoughts your mind turns to whatever. You really have nothing really important to think about. Those thoughts are going to be about fucking your asshole. Always about my cock. Going in and out. Out and in and out. Your asshole. Masturbating with an anal toy. Holding in a butt plug. And this excites you. You're in a deepening, inseparable trance and wavering to wake up, learning new ways to grow aroused, pleased, horny, focused on my voice. And as your addiction becomes stronger, your subconscious knows those pleasure centers of the brain. Yeah, it knows where your addiction is. Subconscious is going to dictate your addiction.
Do you have an addiction?
You have no control. The need builds. You really, really want it. Yes, your conscious mind can't make sense of it. But it doesn't really matter. It's about obsession. The need to fill. The stimulus in your asshole. You want it. You want it. You're a fiend, craving, and you love that feeling in your asshole. And the longer the addiction goes unsatisfied, each day goes by, stronger, the more the need builds, and your unconscious mind starts to crave the thoughts to remind you. They grow more visual, and you get horny, wet, building, getting stronger, until you need anal play, absolutely necessary. You need something up your ass, you little fucking anal slut. You're an addict, unable and willing to come unless something's up your ass. And when you get it, feel so good. Feed your addiction. From now on, you're a dirty, nasty anal slut, addicted to anal play. You're deepening into an inseparable trance, unwavering to wake up. You're unconscious, learning new ways to grow aroused, pleasured, horny, focus only on my voice. And when you get your anal sex satisfied, you're relieved, you're happy again, but you're gonna fucking need it later, you dirty, nasty little anal whore. You're addicted, so addicted, you need to feel it in your air. And those links combine with your clit, combine with your pussy, so strong, you need it up your ass to masturbate, and you feel powerful, intense orgasms, and as each day goes by, you're going to learn new ways to play in your little asshole. And you're going to grow a craving. Build stronger. As you're led, your unconscious mind will crave. It'll remind your conscious mind how bad you need it. Growing stronger, increasing. Until having anal play becomes absolutely necessary. It's the pressure, It's the stimulus of those nerves in your ass. You're an anal addict, unable and willing to come unless you've got something up your ass. But when you get it, you're relieved. Feeling so good, so happy. Feeding your addiction. Nasty little anal whore. Addicted to anal stimulus. You're so addicted. You need anal stimulus to come. And you're clitting. Pussy. Ah, oh, they're aroused. Your mind's aroused. So easy to come over and over. Anal play and masturbation. Feeling those intense orgasms. For whatever reason, you can't play with your asshole on a certain day. And to feed your addiction. It'll remain under control. But you'll want to. You need to the first chance you get. You'll put something up your ass. You won't be able to resist. Your subconscious mind will seek out new toys. You need to play. You are an anal whore. You won't be able to think of anything else desperate for it. Till you can find relief. And you'll learn. Like all addicts, you can't get enough. Wanting larger, bigger toys. Masturbating like a fiend. Coming over and over again. This is your addiction. We're going to reinforce it. When you wake up from this trance, you'll have an immediate need to masturbate. Compulsive. Compulsive need to have a toy. A dildo, a finger up your ass.
You must have something up your ass.
You won't even think. You won't be able to think. Your body moves on its own. Your subconscious will feed its addiction. You are an anal slut. It's natural for you to need something in your ass. When you come out of trance, you will seek a toy, a dildo, a finger. Your asshole is hungry, starving and desperate for it. No other thoughts in your head. An obsession deep inside. An insane, overwhelming need for your asshole to take in fullness. You don't know and you don't care why you're so obsessed. Addicts never do. They can't, they don't care. They don't think about those things. They just are. You just are. You're an anal whore. An addict. I'm going to count down to five. And as I do, your obsession is going to grow. And the links between your clit and asshole, between your pussy and asshole, are so strong that you can easily come over and over. And when you awake from this trance, you will have no thoughts, just the need to have a toy shoved up your ass. You'll experience an explosive orgasm. It'll begin in your pussy, burn through you, erupting in your brain, causing you to shake, tremble, uncontrollably, as a wave after wave of pleasure rips through you. This is your addiction. We're going to reinforce it. When you wake up from this trance, you will have an immediate need to play with your pussy, to stroke your clit. Yeah. But you need something up your ass, a toy, a dildo, a finger. Up your ass. You might even want to fuck yourself with a dildo. Finger your pussy. But you gotta have something up your ass. Your body will move on its own. Your subconscious will feel its addiction. You're an anal slut. It's natural. It is very natural for you. These things have always been in you. When you come out of trance, you'll want a toy or dildo, your finger, that starving, hungry asshole, desperate for it. No other thoughts in your head, just an obsession, deep inside you, insane, overwhelming need for your asshole to take in fullness. You don't know and you don't care why you're obsessed. Addicts can't and don't know. They don't even think about it. You won't think about it. You just know you need it. And you don't care. I'm going to count down to five. Your obsession is going to grow. Your pussy and clit are going to need to feel that asshole filled so strong. And it's going to be easy for you to come over and over. When you're awake from this trance, you won't have any thoughts. Desperation. A need for an orgasm. But you need something up your ass. But you'll experience an explosive orgasm. It'll begin in your pussy, burn through you, erupting in your brain, causing you to shake and tremble uncontrollably as wave after wave of pleasure rips through you. One. Oh yeah. Your asshole feels so full, satisfied. Your pussy is swelling, getting wet. Two. Each day your addiction's going to grow stronger and stronger. Each time you watch it, anal fucking video, each time you see a cock fucking an asshole, your addiction to my cock will grow stronger. Three, when you wake from this trance, you'll have no thoughts, just an obsession, a need to fill something up your ass, the pressure, the fullness, the fucking sensation. Four, your pussy and asshole, clit, are now permanently linked. Your nipples and clit are growing swollen, super sensitive. You're getting insanely aroused, and you need it up your ass. Five, wake up now. Well, I hope you enjoyed this audio. And I'd like to offer up a challenge. I'd like to know more about the girls that listen to my audios and how this particular audio affects you. I devised a rating system to measure your addiction. This is purely on your own volition and purely voluntary. Something fun. It's not a competition, but a challenge. There are possible 200 points to become a anal slut. You only need 150. And I'll tell you how to add your points up. There's no prizes. No 3 days, 2 nights of anal play with the Sandman. However, you might get some bragging rights. So if you want to enter this challenge, listen up and here's how it goes. I will award 3 points for each anal toy up to 5. For a maximum points of 15. And that doesn't include your finger. Take the diameter of the largest toy Measure the circumference of the plug or what the toy is, and take and multiply by 5. So if it's 6 inches around times 5, it'd be 30 points. You get 5 points for each inch that you insert up your ass, up to 6 inches. Possible maximum score 30. You get 2 points for each anal penetration video that you watch, up to a maximum of 20 points. So that would be 10 videos maximum. You get unlimited scoring for 5 points for each time you come with a toy in your ass. You get points for the amount of time you wear your plug, and each you can add up the amount of time that it takes you to get off with a toy in your ass and add that, or you can just wear a butt plug. But there's a maximum there of 15. You'll receive 5 points for each time you listen to this audio, up to 6 times for a maximum of 30 points. Now I'm going to offer some bonus points. For each time you give yourself an enema, you get 10 points. You can do this 3 times for a maximum points of 30. There you go. And you can enter it as anonymous. It's quite okay. Enter your points and your favorite anal toy. And that could be a cock. Good luck. Like I say, this is purely for fun. And for my enjoyment, I guess you might say. Good luck.